keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Georgie and Haley with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. Reports from the Queensland government's Shark Smart drone surveillance program show that the system has proved a great asset in the surf lifesaver's ability to monitor beachgoers' safety. The program underwent an expansion late 2025, with $88 million being invested across the plan in anticipation for summer. The development sees the addition of 6 new beaches, marking the largest investment in a shark management plan in the state's history.
There is a potential treatment for heart attacks and stroke derived from a spider venom molecule identified from University of Queensland researchers. Professor Glenn King from UQ's Institute of Molecular Bioscience has said his team has published a promising result from a preclinical trial with results from a protein called HI1A, derived from the Kagari funnel web spider's venom. Phase 1 study is underway to assess safety and tolerability as the first participants have been administered in a clinical trial. In national news, recent surveys from families supported by the Smith Family, a national charity organization, show that more than 85% of families were worried about meeting the cost of school essentials. Out of 1,100 families that were surveyed, over half thought their children would miss out on digital devices, whilst 51% also said increased costs of groceries, rent, and energy have made it harder to afford school supplies. About 72,000 Australian children are on the charity's learning program, with 750,000 children who live below the poverty line.
Virgin Australia have recently announced that their Pets in Cabins trial will be extended until June, following demand for the service since its inception in October. The furry passengers may only fly on select domestic flights in select seats and must adhere to the airline's regulations. The animals must be under 8 kilograms, including their carrier, and stay in that carrier the entire flight under the seat in front of their owner. In international news, a number of countries have moved to block Elon Musk's Grok AI after no action was taken to quell its use in the creation of deepfakes targeting women and children on the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. Bans have been put in place in Indonesia and Malaysia, while Australia's eSafety Commission have already received numerous reports about the chatbot. The US has threatened to hit the UK with sanctions should its Prime Minister Keir Starmer try to block X in Britain.
For your weather today, weather I hardly know her, Brisbane is mostly sunny with no rain. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 14, which is in the extreme band. Perfect time to put on a little tan. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast.